Tennessee's lethal injection procedure goes on trial in a Nashville courtroom this week. Each side has its own doctors and pharmacists testifying for and against. Since last putting someone to death in 2009, Tennessee has switched to a single drug because the other lethal injection drugs became impossible to buy. The plan is for guards to administer an overdose of pentobarbital. The state's attorneys will argue that pentobarbital must be reliable because often it's the drug of choice by patients in states with physician-assisted suicide. But public defender Kelly Henry says she'll point out that on death row, no physician is involved, not even a nurse.
What the evidence is going to show is that this is a medical procedure being carried out by people who don't have the training or qualifications to know what they're doing.
The drug will also come from an unnamed compounding pharmacy, which Henry argues could lead to a defective product and potentially painful end of life. 31 death row inmates are named as parties in this case, which the Tennessee Supreme Court has fast-tracked. As long as the lethal injection challenge is ongoing, attorneys say executions in the state will effectively remain on hold. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.